Order.
Even better.
Call the roll, please.
David Aguayo.
Present.
Angela Bozo. Sherry Carter.
Present.
Kathleen Devon.
Present.
Liz Doyle. Chuck Erickson.
Here.
Judy Kurofsky.
Here.
Glenn Craig.
Here.
Aureliano Montes. Stephen Peters.
Here.
Jim Rain.
Here.
Eric Rotier. Kevin Scheibler.
Here.
Mike Revere.
Here.
Anita Porter.
Excellent. Next up on the agenda, approval of minutes of the August 21st meeting.
Judy?
Second.
Oh, wait, I wasn't given to. Yes,
Well, then I'll move
okay.
it.
Sorry. Dave.
Second.
I like it anyway, do you?
Second.
Wait,
Appreciate
but okay, well, so.
any discussion?
Second.
Maybe we got a second.
Oh,
I think we're good.
Mike's second.
Oh, okay.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Do we have any public comment?
Do not.
All right. Disclosures and recusals. Anyone have any disclosures and/or recusals? There they are. Thank you. Public comment. Anybody?
I'm the City Room Tax Commission. I also serve on the City Room Tax Commission, Winona Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee.
I'm on the board of Madison Lakeway.
Not even sure if that's a required. I don't think that's a required disclosure.
It's a
I
good
don't
one, though.
know.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Seeing no others. Presentations. Destination Madison report. There you are. I was thinking, I'm looking at this one, like, wait a minute. Hi.
Well, first of all, welcome to Destination Madison. We're always excited when we get to host this meeting once a year. Hopefully, we're going to start filling up more chairs, so we're going to have to host it more often. That would be the goal. So, Jamie, sorry you couldn't be here, but we have a big fam in town, and so he's out running them around. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. No, that's not working. Oh, okie dokie. Thank you very much.
No, it's not letting me do anything today.
This is fun. There we go.
Do we have to
I'm
click?
sorry, I'm just going to kind of be in your face, I think. Yeah, that'd be great. So, a couple updates from our team. I think, I'm not sure if we mentioned in a past meeting, but we had three sales managers resign or retire within about 2 weeks of each other. That was fun. And so, we opened up our portal to hire new ones. And I tell you what, we got some really great candidates. And we have hired Erin Frey and Paige Ryan. They started September 3rd and they have jumped right in. Both of them already sent a lead out. Both of them have more RFPs sitting to talk about with the client. So we're really excited about them coming on board. And then you guys have heard me mention before, we're working on our new 3-year strategic plan that'll kick off January 1st. And it is a work in progress right now, but we are leaning towards, we've had great success from the 3-year plan that we're in right now. We want to build on that success and maintain that success. So going into our new plan, our pillars will be sustained economic growth and support, values-based branding, partner resiliency and growth, and destination development. So pretty similar to what we're in right now, but just mixed up a little bit to give it even more focus in these areas. Done because that doesn't work. I just want to share with you about the rideshare driver appreciation event we did recently. St. Louis did this last year. This is where we learned it. But what they did was, I think you can go to the next slide. Thank you. What they did was they set up a space at their airport where they invited Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers to come through so they could tell them more about St. Louis, when the big events are going to be in town, and so forth. They had 25 drivers come through. We decided to copy that. So we could say to the drivers, hey, here's the big events that are in town. World Dairy's in town. You might want to drive those days, and so forth. And then we gave them information and we gave them these little clings that they could put on the window with a QR code. So if somebody's in their car, they can click on it and be like, oh, what else is happening in Madison? We were there for 2 days. We were in the cell phone lot at the airport, and St. Louis had 25 drivers. We had 100 because that's what we do here in Madison. So we were really thrilled. And I tell you what, these drivers were thrilled. They were thrilled to get the information. They were thrilled to have contact with us. We got their email so we can continue to communicate with them on different things that are happening, like Epic is in town or, you know, whatever it might be. And we had local partners donate goodie bags for each of the drivers. And we had one driver come through, a Latino driver, who started crying. And he goes, it's just been so hard in the world. And I just feel like I'm not very appreciated. And I really cannot tell you how much I appreciate you guys doing this. It was the smallest gesture. We didn't spend millions of dollars on this thing. But I tell you, it just works whenever you relate to people and bring them together. Okay. So Jamie asked me to tell you this. So these are our recently confirmed and pending business. So we've been having a good year so far, and we're really excited about that. I mentioned at the Room Tax Commission meeting that our latest future partner research shows that nationally bookings are down 5%, but here in Madison, we're up 30%. So people are noticing Madison. I think all the work that we're doing in the business space is paying off. We still have a lot of building to do on that, but we are really thrilled with what we're seeing come here and come through the door. We're having stuff come here that it doesn't fit anywhere. And they're like, well, get creative and make it fit somewhere because they just want to be in Madison. So that's really exciting. Next slide, please.
So wait,
do you want to say something?
Yes. Ellie, when these are estimates based on the past?
These are estimates based on what they tell us the room night pickup is going to be.
Okay.
Because that's part of the bid that they have to share with us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of things, we have been busy on the road. We attended ASAE. That was the best show we've ever had at ASAE. Could not believe the number of people looking for us. They were going to our counterparts in other cities going, where's Madison? We want to talk to them. It was great. We made some great connections. We walked away with a couple RFPs from that event. Connect, we're at Destination Celebration this week. We're going to IMEX. And then on October 13th, we're doing a BYMH event, which is Bring Your Meeting Home. And this is where we try to find locals for events that we're trying to book and say, hey, will you help us book this event? And this is really important because we are more likely to book a piece of business, a convention. We have 43% better chance of booking that convention if we have a local working with us. And on the sports side, we have a 72% better chance. So finding people in our town, but I can tell you, we just booked Computational Mechanics. I think that's what they're called. And this is a great piece of business for Manon Terrace. We won it because of our local. He was so enthusiastic. We were up against Nashville. We were up against bigger cities. He kept on them. He kept calling them. And they're like, okay, we'll come to, you know, we'll come to Madison. So it really does make a difference. So we're doing a thank you event, like come, kind of drop by, get some coffee on us on October 13th from 7:30 to 9:30 at Rasta Barista. If you all want to stop by and just say hi. And then site visits, Teachers of German were recently in, Consortium of State School Boards were recently in, the Soybean Board, and the American Cheese Society. So these are all ones that were recently in that soybean and cheese were at the same time, which we thought that was funny. We are seeing some reduced attendance at all of our events, and that's primarily because of lack of international travel and lack of government travel, federal employees who aren't allowed to travel right now. But we're trying to, for all of us that get room tax, we're trying to offset that with leisure. Our weekends, you can't find a hotel room in Madison. So it's kind of, you know, offsetting. Not that we still don't want to build Winona Terrace and AEC and so forth. And we are on the search for our third sales manager. So if you have anybody in mind that might want to be a sales manager, we have that open now to try to fill that position. You. And on the sports side, I mentioned Jamie's on a FAM. So this is a FAM that's through Travel Wisconsin. So we have 11 other Wisconsin destinations in our city right now with, that number is wrong because we have 23 clients. So we've been showing them all around town. We've been taking them, you know, to our venues and so on and so forth. I saw Jamie earlier. I was like, how's it going? This is such a funny story. So one of the guys from one of our clients that's in, he decided to go out and have a beer last night after dinner. So I forget where he went, but he's just playing pool with this guy. So they start talking. He's like, oh, what are you doing? Guy goes, oh, I'm a sax player. He's like, okay, you live here? No, I'm here for a night. Give me your email. I'll send you an email about it. I'll get you some tickets. Well, he's Nathaniel Ratliff's. So this client, so I was like, well, you said, like, this is what happens in Madison, right? Like, you should bring your event here. In October, we'll be going to the Teams conference, and then our MASC Youth Grant. We're through both sessions of those so far this year, and we contribute about $130,000 back into youth sports in our community. Next slide. And then our charts. So hotel occupancy is hanging tight, and we're really excited. The blue line is 2025. And this is really great because we knew we were going into the year pretty flat. So to see any kind of increase, we're really thrilled with that. And, you know, for Dave, with his all of his numbers that he runs, we're hoping to end the year about 3% up, which I think is fantastic. And next slide. Thank you. ADR is great. The hotels are loving these numbers. We are far ahead of where we were even just last year. That's average daily rate, as a reminder. The revenue. No, and then downtown, I call these the mic slides. So you can see that.
I requested them years ago. Thank you.
You're welcome. But you can see that downtown's holding up right now, which is great. Next slide. ADR. Yeah, it's about even to last year. But, you know, there's more competition in downtown Madison from a hotel perspective. 260 rooms at the Embassy Suites. Hotels are popping up left and right. So this is going to ebb and flow for a little bit until that kind of starts, you know, getting more even across the board. And then the rough, and then I think that might be it. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.
Who wants to do our new employer?
So, I'm Dan Garrett, Associate Director, and recently we just hired Natalie. She's same as ever. She's currently training Laura Pines to get on that. I'll train for 4 weeks.
That's so, fine.
The ultimate training there now.
I missed her.
So much French. Just you might hear that I have a weird hybrid accent because I've lived in Ireland for about 30 years. And I have a really broad experience in tourism and hospitality industry. I've been working in that industry for 30 years. And more importantly, the last 10 years, I was the head of sales of the conference center in Dublin. And I've been in Madison for 9 months now with my family. We love it. And I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to have been chosen as the new director of sales for Modern Terrace. I can't wait to get a grip and after all I've done her magic and really hand over all of her knowledge. Looking forward to meet the team. To get out there and really, you know, make all the right connections with all the community in Madison and to really carry out. Thank you for that.
Welcome. Right, next up. Glenn, I believe you have a room tax update for us.
You want to do it, Mike?
No. Two of my numbers, though.
We had a our annual room tax allocation process completed last week. Some of you were there. Some of you were participants and recipients. And I'll just kind of go through the numbers with you. Several meetings ago, we were asked for applications from recipients, including volunteers. And we weren't really sure how the numbers were going to come in, so we wanted to make sure that we had arranged to offer each entity. And we did finish fairly strong our estimates for room tax collection. So we were able to come close to most of the requests, or at least provide increases to others. So just to give everybody a refresher, and I'll go through Monona Terrace, but room tax had a fund balance for this year of about $1.8 million. And we allocated more than, and the collections that we were expecting, we expect is $23 million, okay? So about $24, $25 million is the amount we used to allocate to everyone, including our fund balance coming in. The Nona Terrace was allocated $6.7 million, which includes debt service. Capital needs have dropped quite a bit. So Monona Terrace actually got a 12% reduction over the prior year because of scheduling of CapEx. The operating subsidy was unchanged for the last, you know, what, several years. And the debt service. There were allocations made to Destination Madison. It's also present and we're presenting at our commission meetings. And that is in accordance with of room tax collections from the prior year. Is it 28%?
Yes, 28%.
Of prior year. And other payments includes Olbrick Community Gardens, Henry Valley Sewer, and Alliant Energy Center. Those, I think, Alliant, I think, was a 3% increase. Olbrick and Henry Valley Sewer were significant increases, subsidized differently, which I will go into in a second. And the remaining big chunk went into, of course, goes into the general fund, which is limited to 30% of room tax commissions. Due to city, might be able to explain it better, but due to city budgeting issues and their own subsidy needs, they gave the room tax commission $750,000 up from their 30%. So instead of getting 30%, or instead of getting, I forget what the amount is, but $750,000 less than they would have received under the
27% instead of 30%.
Okay, 27%. Yeah. So yeah,
we used went to the city. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
26. That's what the budget would pass.
26% of the
2026
proceeds. Yeah.
Well, no, 27%. Sorry, I'm confusing you. This is all 2026.
This is for 26.
Yeah, that's why I said 26. Sorry.
So that 2% difference is $750,000, which is the increase that we gave to Olbrick and Henry Vilas. So it wasn't just half as a 22. I'm not going to attempt to explain the issue, the reason for that, but it was significant for the city to pass those costs back.
I can just
okay, go ahead
quickly. Yep, that's yep, okay, Glenn. Yep. It's to help us with our state mandated so-called expenditure restraint program. So we're limited by state law to only spend a certain amount of money in excess of our current adopted year budget. And if we go over that limit that's prescribed in statute, we would lose an estimated $7 million payment from the state next year. So this is our city finance director, Dave Schmidtke's creative accounting, among other strategies he's come up with to deal with this so-called expenditure restraint program limit issue that we have as he's leading the effort to develop our 2026 city operating budget. So this is just one strategy that he was able to convince us unanimously at the Room Tax Commission last week to assist the city's general fund with. And again, it all evens out because it's less money from room tax overall going for undesignated purposes to the city general fund by helping out the city levy in terms of Ulbrich and our contribution to Dane County for the zoo.
So in the end, the general fund will receive $6.2 million, okay? So the total expenditures, which I just summarized, total more than the room tax collections. So we utilized some of the beginning fund balance. So essentially we overspent the actual collections. And that's been happening as the fund balance has trended downward. So the fund balance has been exhausted with this year's allocation. And so either we have to cut allocations next year, or we'd have to find other sources of revenue, i.e. room tax increases. I don't know if there's any other strategies. Maybe Dave can come up with something, but something we should be aware of as recipients of these funds. Confusing or questions? Mike, I appreciate your feedback too. He's got these.
What's the funding for Ulbrich and AC increased by 2%?
That was increased by 22% by those amounts. Otherwise, it would have been flat. I think it would have been flat.
Yeah.
But you may remember, Sherry, from when you served on the Room Tax Commission, historically, the city's room tax fund contributes 50% of the costs of Ulbrich and the zoo. Again, the city share of the cost of the zoo, obviously, as we all know. The county operates the Henry Vilas Zoo now and has for years, but under the agreement when the city transferred it to the county, we still help fund capital and operating costs of the zoo at the city level. Anyway, so it increased that 50-50 split of general fund, city general fund, and city room tax to room tax, picking up more of it at least next year in 2026. But again, the accounting all works out even for the room tax fund.
So to summarize the...
So it's 59%. So for the room tax budget for next year for Ulbrich and the zoo, is that it covers 59% of the costs, an increase of $250,000.
That's good. Perfect. The deficit or the overspending is what I would call a structural deficit. That's what David calls it. Was $1.2 million. So we allocated more recipients than we expect to take by $1.2 million. So all things being equal, if tax revenues are flat next year and the demands are the same, I don't know how the Room Tax Commission have a lot of work on how to allocate.
But that taxes could come out of the room tax increase.
I would rather.
It would require an ordinance amendment adopted by a majority of the Common Council and approved by the mayor. It certainly would be discussed at the Room Tax Commission and could be discussed here at this board too, at least on an informational basis. I can't recall the last time we increased the room tax from 9 to 10%, if it was formally, a recommendation, a vote of this board or not too, or it just went to Room Tax Commission. It certainly went to Room Tax Commission at the time. But the final say, Judy, is on the council.
You know, there are going to be a lot of input for that. Obviously, the hotel is going to have to raise the prices. The recipients' funding is at stake as well. So,
how does do we have a sense of how our current tax rate compares to similar cities and their tax rates? Like, is there room for?
Ellie is more of an expert than I am.
That was going to be my question. So yeah,
we have an expert.
Right now we are the highest in the state.
Okay.
But we are not the highest in the country. The highest in the country is right around 20%. I would say that 20 years ago it would matter. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure people are looking that closely at it any longer.
Yeah.
Because if you stay in Chicago, for instance, everybody stayed in Chicago recently. There's like seven things on your bill.
So I think people have kind of come up to it.
Yeah. Okay.
The city also, as part of their $750,000, puts in a $500,000 to our reserve, food tax fund reserve, which the mission had voted to annual revenue. What's our average daily rate compared to the rest of the state?
You said it had little daily rate. Yeah, but I don't know. I can take the quick look. What that would make.
So the $250,000 is what went to Henry Biles. I was pleasantly surprised with that. Other questions?
How long,
more, Mike?
How long does the do we anticipate it taking to build up the reserve?
Depends on what the tax rate is. We have a graduate. Was it 2019?
2029. Our official policy is 10%.
We could do
fund balance by 20 for reserve fund by 2029.
Yeah, you could do it all in 2029, but I was actually pleased to see the 500 specifically placed, so we know not to touch it. We should be disciplined. I don't expect the city will be throwing in $500,000 a year either. Their own budget pressure. So, I mean, the moving parts are actually volume of room tax, volume of business, right? There's room on Ellie's charts, right, for more?
Oh, plenty of room, yeah.
Nobody's at 100%.
So, that's...
And growth in hotel rooms.
The volume of business or the rate of tax would affect us. Of course, the outflows are these allocations that we're all receiving.
Should we move on?
Yep.
Steve, booking pace updates.
So, writing about water something last year. Questions are 47 total. They're actually happy. Reductions show us at about 514 events. And a couple events to know there. In 2026, we just added a exact sciences, which is a really large event with us, and a really big upsell spend when it comes to being able to help them. So we just contracted with the 2026, and then 2027, we just contracted an event called Romancing the Midwest. Is LGBTQ community authors in the Midwest or LGBTQ community that come discuss their books, compare their books, bring about 200,000. Exciting event, first time with us, and maybe 20 times. Couple things further out, but 2025 seems to be moving very well. And a little bit of time, a little bit.
Generally good news. Any questions, or is that the? All right, clear. Next up, Jeff.
Thank you. August revenue was down a little bit. Most of that is just because we're some of the indie conventions that we've had have just not started as well as they did last year. So between our event revenue and the ancillary gift shops, that kind of stuff, we've down a little bit. Expenses were down up until we had some guy retire in July and his payouts for some leave and vacation were
almost 30.
Significant.
28 years. And so, and unofficial numbers, about 95 grand that we paid out. And so that took us from 20,000 to the good to $75,000 we spent for the month, which took that $1,000 that we were to the good from July. The good news, like Steve said, events are really good. September, as Wendy can attest, and everybody, September is looking pretty strong. We just got done with Exact Sciences. Iron Man was another big event that we had. We got some other ones that, at first glance, will do very well compared to our anticipated revenue budget for events. And so I expect to be able to report at the end of September's events that that $75,000 or $74,000 now has been wiped out, and we'll be back ahead of the game again. And then the rest of the third quarter, or the fourth quarter, is actually trending pretty strong as well. Like Steve said, we've got 21 dimensions that we had budgeted, and right now we're at 23, and then 24 conferences. So we're, you know, we had 47 budgeted between the two. We're at 47 right now. The nice part is, we had 21 conventions budgeted. We've got 23 on the books. Those spend considerably more than the conferences. So, with it being, I got to just look at one more note here. With only 13 conventions that have actually happened, we've got 10 still for the last 4 months of the year, which bodes well.
That was going to be my question. Yep. So, yep.
End of report.
Excellent. But did you manage to find what we were looking for?
No. This is not here. Holy crap, the walk. I don't track the relay or cross. Because we're tracking our competition, so we're tracking, you know, what our weakness is against. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
What about the Dells, Ellie? Do you track the Dells?
No. There's so many traffic.
I'm just thinking of like the state conferences and conventions that I attend.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not, we're actually not competing against those very often.
Okay.
Once in a while, definitely, especially when but on a consistent basis, I want to tell you that's who our
competition.
All right. Well, we already talked about room tax. So we presented our request on September 3rd and then came back on September 10th and received what we had requested. In operations, you can see the first two things are AV because Sarah is kicking butt. She is all over upgrading systems that need to be upgraded, like our wireless network. And installing new shielded cable in our exhibition hall, two of our heavily used items. And JWC has been having a problem fixing our air walls just due to total so many air walls and not enough people to repair them. They are going to come and train some of our people on how to repair those air walls so we can do it ourselves. We had previously had a maintenance person that knew how to do that, and then he went to engineering. So now we'll be getting one back. So that should greatly help. But we do still have an area underneath the Olin Terrace outside that kind of collapsed a little bit, just the kind of the opening, and Findorf is going to be working with ProAccess to get that fixed up shortly. Yeah. Movable walls in the rooms. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they're not made like they used to be. No, the Janesville company sold, and now they're all bought. That well, they were bought out. They're now manufactured, and I'm not gonna any countries, but Mexico.
Yeah.
And this new company just makes them a lot thinner, so that they're not as heavy. And so they're just struggling a little bit here and there. There's some track issues and stuff that we have to fix. All right. I don't know. They were there when I got there.
Maybe Bill would know.
Yeah, he might. All right. Dane Dances did well this year. I had a couple of rain out, so they had to come inside, so he had a few less people on those nights, but averaged 1,888 people. Total attendance was almost 10,000, so very successful year for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very good. Lake Vista, Live at Lake Vista has been doing really well. We've had a couple of, for any of you who are unfamiliar, we have local, you know, talent come and play for whoever's at the Lake Vista. And so Luca was one of them. He had 72 people show up, and then Mark Croft had 90. So very successful. And then in the gift shop, I will point out for all of you shopping for Christmas gifts that those glasses that are shown are really nice, heavy, well-made, and would be excellent gifts for Christmas. As would any of the other things here too. But then, let's see. You didn't talk about our ad agency, but Steve, but we have a new ad agency, Shine, and they are working on new concepts for us. They just on Friday did a photo shoot with a professional photo shoot. So they will be showing up shortly in our advertisements. Anything to add? No?
No, the photo shoot. We've got the concepts open. Models came to us at 5 in the morning. We're just going to let them run the building for the photo shoot. And now they're generating grass for us to plant. It'll be good to get us kind of a new rebrand when it comes to print ad and web bands.
All right, we have some new events that have been booked. We have some Area Builders Association booked their Area 10 Leadership Conference for the first time in Onitara. WinRock is a new client that booked their stakeholder engagement sub-team retreat. And then there's going to be a Republican Party special caucus. And some repeat events are the Black Chamber, Madison Black Chamber of Commerce returning for their annual dinner. This is the fourth year. And then PGG Gaming booked their third year event. And then the competitive bodybuilding began booking here in 2023. And they're going to have twice a year events. And then the UW School of Medicine and Public Health booked their 2026 cardiovascular medicine and prevention event. They have been coming to Monontere since 1997 and have been holding annual meetings since 2024. And lastly, while we gained Sarah, Nick Ulrich left. He was one of our AV Tech Services members. He got a really fantastic job in Milwaukee. But he will continue to support us when he can as a AV tech. And we've hired a couple techs that were already on board working for us as full-time permanent people. So that's a good, we've built up our staffing a little bit. And then I talked to a few people here. They asked me how the assistant administrative assistant position search was going, and I have to report not so well. No. We had somebody, and then as I was doing reference checks, she got a different job that paid more. So with the UW, so I tried. And then, yeah, I know, Sarah's
that right. Broke my heart.
I almost hated to tell her. But I'm getting more names, and I'll start the whole process over again, and hopefully we'll find the right person. So.
When do you think you'll have a gardener?
Real soon. I talked to Jeff actually today about it, and he's talked to the gentleman where he's waiting on two people get back to him on reference checks, but the other ones he's done really good, and the reference check will be done. Probably it's done today, actually. We should have that person starting shortly. Great. Yeah, we're excited about that. It was a good pool, apparently. There were some good people, like about three that we could have chosen.
And they still have a marquee area for the gardener to want to
do. Yeah, show. Yeah. He's actually so excited he's going to come do a tour with Jeff and kind of look at the whole area before he gets going. Any questions?
Right.
Okay.
Except we have adjournment. Turn a motion. Anybody?
I'll move.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
All right. Adjourned. Thank you all. Dealing with my lateness.
Oh,
thank you for letting us.
Thanks.
Guilt.